弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
前不久，美国前第一总统的女儿，克林顿的女儿，在纽约举行了一个婚礼。
Not long before, Chelsea Clinton, had her wedding.
这个婚礼曾经成为全世界新闻瞩目的焦点。
This wedding becomes the focus of, the media of the whole world.
甚至我看到美国媒体称这次婚姻是皇家婚礼、世纪婚礼，甚至有称为千禧婚礼的。
The media in America call this wedding as, wedding of the millennia, wedding of, the century, and it's a royal, matrimony.
称它为千禧婚礼的意思是说，这样隆重的婚礼好像千年都不遇的。
It is called a wedding of millennium because this wedding, it seems, may not happen in 1,000 years.
我看到新闻上说，每个来宾他会花上$6,000，然后每张请帖的成本费都要$150。
For every guest, it costs about $6,000, and even an invitation card costs $450.
因为这次婚礼只能出席400余人，当时很多的选举金主。政坛大佬就是连总统奥巴马都没有被邀请。
Because this wedding only invited about 400 people, because of that, even those famous politicians, even the President Obama was not invited.
所以能够被邀请是看为一件很容易的、很荣幸的事情。
It would be a great honor to be invited.
但是我看婚礼一过就什么都过去了，不再具有新闻价值，也很少再会有人旧事重提。
As the wedding finished, not so many people still mention this wedding, and it seems no value for the media.
那一天我突然想到，在天上，在圣城新耶路撒冷将会有一个盛大的婚宴。
And one day I thought about a great wedding.In the New Jerusalem in the future.
耶稣的门徒约翰在异象中曾经这样来告诉我们，大家可以把圣经翻到启示录19:7。
In Revelation chapter 19:7-9, Apostle John told us about this wedding.
我们可以从19:7读到9，我们来看看天上的婚姻是怎么说的。
Let's read from the verse 7-9 and see how.This wedding of the Lamb was described.
耶稣的门徒约翰在异象中这样来告诉我们说，我们要欢喜快乐。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear.
And it said to me,
Right, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, There are the true words of God. Let's see Revelation chapter 21, verse 1-2. Let's all read it together.
Then I saw a new heaven, a new earth.
For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city and the host of Jerusalem come down out from heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，谁能有幸出席天上羔羊的婚宴呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, who has the honor to attend this wedding of the Lamb?
因为在新天新地，在新耶路撒冷，那里永远没有死亡。
Because in the new heaven and the earth, in New Jerusalem, there will never be death.
凡出席羔羊婚宴的人，他的名字都被上帝记在生命册上，永远不被忘却，永远不会被撇弃。
For who attend the wedding of the Lamb, their names will be written on the book of life, will never be forgotten and never be deserted.
我又想到在地上凡出席婚宴的人都会受到正式的邀请。
I think on the earth, when you're invited to the wedding, you will receive a formal invitation.
那我们这些已经信主的人日后请赴羔羊婚宴的时候会不会也人手一张从神来的请帖呢？
As us who believe in God, will we receive a formal invitation card from God? to attend the Lamb of, the wedding of the Lamb.
几天前我在读诗篇一百篇，在祷告在默想中，我灵里有一个很大的感动。
Few days ago, when I was reading Psalm 100, God stirred my spirit in my meditation.
我看到这诗篇一百篇其实就是上帝对我们发出的一个伟大的邀请。
I see this Psalm 100 as a great invitation from God to us.
这就是一张将来我们要过羔羊婚宴的请帖。
This is a wedding invitation to the wedding of the Lamb.
当我这么一想的时候，我再读诗篇一百篇的时候就不太一样了。
When I think about this, it will be different when I read Psalm 100 again. Now let's turn Bible to Psalm 100.
我们要慢慢地读下来。
Let's all read slowly together.
我希望你先注意到这个诗篇里面有七个纲字。
I hope you notice there are seven shirt in English. You see the tone of the shirt.
其实他告诉我们，这是上帝的邀请，也是上帝告诉凡请出羔羊婚宴的人，他要做做的一点的预备。
This is the invitation from God, and also tell us how we should prepare ourselves before we go to the wedding of the Lamb.
好，我们一边来读一边来看七个章，我们一起来读。
Let's all read it together and pay attention to the shirt shall. Mood.
好，开始。
Shout, 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 Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know the Lord is God. It is who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness endures through all generations.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的慕道的朋友，
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends who seek God,
今天我们在座的每一个人都可以问自己，将来谁能有幸出席天上羔羊的婚宴？
We can ask each of us in our heart who has the privilege to attend the wedding of Lamb in the future.
一个人拿不到切尔西克林顿婚礼请帖的，那我会有什么损失？
If someone who did not get an invitation to Chelsea Clinton's wedding, there's no damage to his life.
认识不认识克林顿家族，对我们个人的生命也不会有太大的影响。
It will not be a big effect on our life if we don't know.Family of Chelsea Clinton.
但我们这一生若不认识上帝，若拿不到天上婚宴的请天，那却是关乎到我们性命的大事。
If we don't know God and cannot receive the invitation to the wedding of the Lamb, this will affect our life. It's a matter of life and death.
盼望我们今天能借着诗篇这一百篇，人人能接受这个从天上来的伟大的婚宴的邀请。
I hope through this.Psalm 100, we're all going to receive this great invitation from God.
我今天会一句一句来讲说这场请帖的内容。
We will study this invitation verse by verse.
我也会讲说当一个人当他要赶赴天上羔羊的婚宴时要做哪一些的预备。
And we will study what preparation we should do before we go to the wedding of the Lamb.
我们先来读第一句话，大家一起来，普天下
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
好，背出来吗？一起来，普天下
Shout for joy to
the
Lord, all the earth.
好，我们首先看到天上羔羊的婚宴的邀请是神向普天下所有的人发出的。
First, let's see this invitation from God is to all the people on the earth.
换句话说，就是普天下所有的人，包括你和我，都已经看到，也可以接受神这个邀请。
From this we can see you and me and all the people on the earth, we can receive this invitation.
上帝邀请我们先来到他的地方，来到他的宴宇，先来与他相识，与他相好。
God invite us to His place, enter to his, into His court.So we may know him and united with him.
显然只有那些接受邀请 愿意与他相认、愿意与他相好的人，最后才能过羔羊的婚宴。
As we see, for those who finally can go to the wedding of the Lamb, must be those who are willing to receive the invitation and the desire to know Him and reconcile with Him.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，这个当字就是要的意思。
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. This shout means you should.
原来人要向神欢呼，它不仅是上帝的邀请，也是上帝的命令。
Shout is not only an invitation God for us to do, and also this is a command He wants us to do.
同样，这个当也可以看为是应当，是你我对上帝命令的一个回应。
And in this sentence, the inclination for us to shout is also is a must for us to do.
比如圣经上说，要孝敬父母，是上帝在十诫中对人的命令。
For example, in Ten Commandments, God says, "Thou shalt respect your parents."
但这个条诫命也可以看为是我们对上帝命令的一个回应。
This is God's command, and it also can be seen as our response to God's command.
看到这个命令，我们可以向上帝回应，说是是的，我是神的儿女，我要听神的话，我应当孝敬父母。
So as children chosen by God, we should follow God's command. As our response, we say we will respect our parents.
一个人若不孝敬父母，那就是说他还不认识神，还不曾接受神的命令，他还没有把自己的父母当作父母来孝敬。
If a person who cannot respect his parents, which means he did not obey God's command yet, he did not know God yet, and he has not yet respect his parents as who they are.
同样的，我们若不到耶和华的言语向他欢呼，那就是说我们与上帝还没有建立关系，我们里面也没有把上帝当作上帝来敬拜。
In the same way, if we don't shout joy to the Lord, that which means we have not established a good relationship with God, and we have not yet worshipped Him as who He is.
所以说，上帝早已将天上羔羊婚宴的邀请发给了普天下的人，但只有那些愿意到耶和华的院里来向他欢呼的人，才能最后拿到婚宴的请帖。
Which means, though God has already sent out invitation to all the people on the earth, but the people who may enter the wedding of the Lamb are those who are willing to shout the joy to the Lord. And
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，什么是欢呼呢？欢呼就是人因为心中充满了快乐盼望而流露出来的感情。
Shout joy to the Lord. What does it mean by shout? It means it's an emotion burst out because full of joy, peace and hope.
一个人会欢呼，他里面的情感一定是包含着满足、安全、喜乐和盼望。
For a person who can shout for the joy means, in his heart he is full of peace, joy, and assurance of the future.
大卫一生的经历，苦难比我们谁都多，比我们谁都大，但他仍然可以在上帝的面前欢呼，是因为他真实的感受到上帝是他的满足。
David experienced more adversity and trouble in his life than any of us here, but he still can shout the joy to the Lord because he experienced his faithfulness in his life.
他对上帝说，上帝啊，我在你的面前，我的心是欢喜，我的灵是快乐，我的六身也要安然居住。
David said, I have, my heart is full of joy, my spirit is full of peace, my body will live peacefully. It's not direct translate from Bible.
因为你也不会将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不会叫你的仆人见朽坏。
Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your holy one see decay.
你必将生命的道路指示给我，在你的面前我有满足的喜乐，在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
如果我们能够与大卫感同身受，你自然也会跟大卫一样，来到上帝的院宇中，向心中所爱的神发出我们的欢呼。
If we experience what David experienced, we will do the same as David, shout the joy to the Lord, come to his court.
今天我们这种信了主的人，应当学习这一门向耶和华欢呼的功课。
Now, as we already believe in our Lord, our God, we should learn the lesson and how to shout the joy to the God.
在羔羊婚宴之前，我们其中的一个预备就是要懂得向神欢呼。
Before we go to the wedding of the Lamb, one of the preparation we need to do is learn how to shout the joy to the Lord.
作为牧师，我在各样的聚会中，我总会非常的留意大家对神的关系。
In all kinds of gathering, as a pastor, I will always pay attention to the congregation, how their relation ship with God.
我会惊奇地发觉，有些信徒好像不喜欢唱诗。
I was astonished and found some believers, they do not like to sing praises.
别人在尽情地赞美，他的表情却是茫然的，他的眼神却是游离的，他的嘴唇却是不动的。
While many enjoy singing praises, the person may, his mind may wandering around, his eyes are not focused, and his lips are not moved.
一个已经接到上帝婚宴邀请的人，你要学习起来欢呼，为着神将你不朽的灵魂撇在阴间，为着神不让你的生命见朽坏，你要起来欢呼。
For as you've already received the salvation, you should learn, how to shout to God, because he did not abandon you in the grave, will not let your body see decay.
有人对自己是否已经重生，是否已经得救，一直没有最后的把握。
Someone may not have assurance if you've already truly have a good relation with God, being reborn in the Lord.
我今天要告诉你，你只要凭着你的良心想一想。
I will tell you today, with your conscience, consider this.
到如今你喜欢不喜欢唱诗赞美神，你的心里有没有真实的感动来敬拜神？
Do you have a heart want to praise God, and deep down you have the urge want to worship God?
只要这一点就足够知道你自己现在是不是一个已经重生的人了，因为一个人的感情和心灵是没有办法装假的。
From this, you should be able to know enough if you is reborn again or not, because you cannot pretend and fake your emotion in your heart and your spirit if you truly believe in God or not.
一个不是从神生的人，一个不是从神的灵生的人，是绝对不会开口称耶稣是救主的。
If someone who is not born in the Spirit, he will not call Jesus as his Savior, call the God his Heavenly Father.
上帝羔羊婚宴的邀请虽然是神向普天下人发出的，但是最后只有有幸出席婚宴的人，在他的生命中必定有圣灵亲自赐下的印记。
Though the invitation from God is sent to everyone on the earth, but the people who finally get the honor to be there, who are marked with the Holy Spirit.
而一个人会来到上帝的院宇向神欢呼，就是圣灵赐下的一个最清楚的印记。
This mark from the Spirit can be considered as one that someone will love to come to the court of the God and shout joy to him. Some people mention that in our church worship, we are lack of the spirit of worship.
作为牧师，有时候我就感受到，好像我们敬拜的时候，有时只是在唱歌，而不是在歌唱。
As a pastor, I noticed that, and some of the time we only sing the word, but not sing with our heart.
我们里面常常缺少那欢呼的感动。
Often we lack of the motivation, or we lack of those joy.Want to shout out.
今天当我们的孩子，当我们的青少年都起来带领敬拜，都起来向耶和华欢呼，都起来开口向耶和华祷告的时候，圣灵会对我们教会说话。
Today, when the youth lead us to worship, sing out the joy and pray to God, and I believe the Holy Spirit will tell us.
我们每一个信徒都要好好的预备自己，有一天当我们来到天上，在羔羊的婚宴上向神欢呼的时候，就不至于太过陌生。
Today, all the believers, we should prepare ourselves and learn how to shout the joy to the Lord, so that when we go to the wedding of the Lamb, we will not be as a stranger.
我们一起来读第二节。
Let's read the second verse.
开始，你们
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful
songs. 好，大家注意，这乐意两字表示一个人是甘心情愿，不是出于勉强。
The gladness means someone is willingly to, but not because of an obligation.
神既然是普天下的神，也是你的神，你起来侍奉他乃是理所当然。
Because God is the Lord of the whole universe, and he surely is your God, so it is surely right for you to serve him.
我们每个人都可以问自己，每个主日我里面是不是甘心乐意将时间分别为圣，来到耶和华的院宇做礼拜呢？
Every one of us should ask us this question, am I willingly to separate this time for the Lord to worship?
我们每个信徒都可以来问自己，我们里面是不是甘心乐意为了神的圣功献上我的精力、金钱和生命。
Everyone else should ask this question: Am I willing to give my time, my energy, and my money to serve the Lord?
在诗篇九十六篇七节到九节中这样说。
In Psalm 96, verse 7 to 9.It says,
圣经说，民众的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，
abide to the Lord, glory,
都归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他。
Bring an offering and come into
the Lord. 你们要拿公物来进入他的院宇，当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
上帝命令我们，当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
God asks us to worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
或者说，当以圣洁为装饰来敬拜耶和华。
Or we can say we should worship Him with the holiness.
什么东西可以成为我们圣洁的装饰呢？
What can be the holy thing to dress us?
那不是外表的亮丽的打扮，而是我们里面对他的归属。将自己从世界分别出来，单单归给他。
It is not how beautiful we dress us up. It is from our heart, separate from this world, only belong to Him.
最近我听到了这样一个故事。
Recently, I heard this story.
一位护士叫 Jim, 刚刚转换了一个诊所。
There is a nurse.Named Jean, who just recently transferred to another doctor's office. On her first day to the new office, there was a mother who brought her 18-month-old boy to get the vaccine.
母亲自己来做身体的检查。
Mom also get her self checked up.
进给孩子打了防疫针，准备要将记录记在婴儿的病历上的时候，她发觉口袋里的那一层针剂的封条没有被撕去。
When Jing want to record the vaccine on the record sheet for the boy, she found out the label of the vaccine was still there on the bottle.
她给婴儿打错了针。
Then she realized she gave the wrong shot to the baby boy.
她用了另一种防御针，而这个婴儿几个月前已经打过了这个针。
She gave the vaccine to the boy.Which was already being shot a few weeks ago.
竟感到头皮发麻，手脚冰凉。
Jing felt numb and cold hands and feet.
一个个意念这时候就闪过他的脑子里。
Then there was an idea flashed through her mind.
没有人知道。
Nobody knew.
我不能告诉医生。
I couldn't.Tell the doctor.
这是我上班的第一天。
This was my first day of in this office.
会认为我是无用的。
Doctor would consider me useless.
打两次同样的防御针不会有害处。
Saying shot of the vaccine will not harm this boy.
但婴孩需要打正确的防御针。
But the boy needs the correct vaccine.
他的母亲知道会怎么说。
What should the mother say if she knew?
人不知道，但神知道。
People may not know, but God knew.
无论如何，我应该告诉他们。
Whatever I should tell them.
当医生为了婴孩的母亲检查完身体，从房间里出来的时候，竟就把自己刚才所犯的错告诉了医生。
When doctor finished checking the mother, and Jing walked to him and told him.What had happened?
她在讲述自己错误的时候，难过的就像呕吐出来一样。
She felt so sick when he reported what had happened.
医生听了有点吃惊，说让我想一想。
The doctor was shocked and told Jin he should think about it.
医生随即就走回房间，告诉那位母亲所发生的事，并请她另约时间再给婴孩来打防御针。
Then the doctor went back to the room where the mother was.And told the mother what had happened and rescheduled a time for the vaccine shot.
刚才抓住静的那个恐惧、忧虑和羞愧，渐渐的得到了释放。
The embarrassment, the shame, and the fear who caught Jing so badly, now got released gradually.
我想这样类似的事情也会不时的闯入我们的生活。
I believe this type of situation in another format.May come to happen to us as well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的慕道的朋友，什么是圣洁的装饰？什么是真实的敬拜呢？
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends who seek God, what is the truly worship with holiness?
当神在我们的生命中被尊为圣，被认为大的时候，这就是圣洁，这就是敬拜。
When people can see the holiness and the greatness of our God in our life, then this is a truly worship to God.
当你在工作场所听到别人都在讲黄色笑话的时候，你不喜欢也不参与，情愿被人嘲笑，这就是圣洁，这就是敬拜。
When at your work you heard somebody joke about sex, you withdraw yourself and rather be laughed at or left alone.Then this is the holy and the true worship.
当你在校园生活里看到某件事情是不好的，就急流勇退，情愿被冷落，这就是圣洁，这就是敬拜。
If you in a campus and see some things are bad and indecent, you withdraw yourself from it and rather be teased at, and this is your true worship to God.
当你坐在英特尔前，只要一个 click 就可以满足眼目的情欲，但是你想到耶稣的名，想到自己是属神的人，而转移试探，脱离凶恶，那就是敬拜，那就是赞美。
When you sit in front of the computer, just one click, it will lead to the website, will satisfy your desire of your eyes. Then suddenly you realize you are the one belong to God. You will not do this. This is called true worship. This is the praise to God.
圣经说，你们当热意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。这里的当来这个词就是进入的意思。
In the verse 2, it says, worship the Lord with gladness. Next, it says, come before him with joyfulness, joyful sounds. Come, should come.
圣经上用这个词来表示参与集体的敬拜，或者祭司进入会幕，或者是新娘进入新郎的家。
This come in Hebrews also means when the corporate worship, all the congregation come to the Lord, also means the high priest enter to the holy place, and also means when the bride entered her husband's house.
圣经里新娘过门，过门的这个词和当来是同一个词。
When the bride enter the husband's house, this enter and in verse 2, the come means this, are the same word in Hebrew.
你们当热意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱，这表明神在邀请你我，不是你我来向他唱一支歌，而是邀请你我进入与他亲密的关系中。
When Bible says worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful sounds, this is a God's invitation, not just to sing a song to him, but invite you to enter a relationship with him.
这里当来向他歌唱，这里的向他原文是指人的脸面。
Here before him, in the original Hebrew word means face to face.
原来你不仅是邀请借着歌唱进入神的亲密关系中，而且你这个被邀请的人还要借着歌唱与神面对面。
This means you're not only invited to have him to have a relationship with God through a joyful song, but also you're going to have a relationship with him face to face.
这就好像耶稣所说的，你们看见了我就看见了父一样。
This as Jesus once said, when you see me as you see God, the Father.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，一个热意侍奉耶和华来到神面前唱歌的人，他的表情不应该再是茫然的。
So when a person loved to worship God with gladness and come before him with joyful sounds, then his facial expression should be should not be as someone who lost the direction.
我们来看第三节。
Let's see verse 3.
我们一起来读第三节。
Let's read all together.
你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是听他的。
And we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
你们当晓得耶和华是神，晓得一词十分重要。
Know that Lord is God, this know is very important.
晓得什么呢？晓得耶和华是神。
What do we know? We know that Lord is God.
圣经中告诉我们，法老不晓得耶和华是谁，结果就惹来了埃及全地的大灾祸。
The Bible told us, because the Pharaoh did not know who the Lord is, this brought the great disaster to the Egyptian.
我们当晓得耶和华是神，是天地间唯一的真神，是掌管我们生命的主宰，也是我们人类的救主。
We should know the Lord is God, and he is the creator of the whole universe. He is the dominant of our life and our savior as well.
大家可以想一想，我们人能造空中的飞机，却不能造蚊子。
Let's think about this. We can make airplane in the sky, but we cannot create a little mosquito.
我们人能造地上的坦克，却不能造一个车子。
We can make tank, but we cannot create a flea.
人造海里的军舰，却不能造小小的虾子。
People can make the battleship in the sea, but people cannot create a little shrimp.
我们人能造许多伟大的东西，却造不出一个小小的生命来。
People can make many great things, but we cannot create a little life.
我们可以想一想，除了神以外，谁能造出我们的人来呢？
We can think about this, but except God, who else can create us?
你们当晓得耶和华是神，这句话虽然是神对人的一个命令。
Know that the Lord is God is a command from God.
虽然是一个命令，但是我们受造却是自由的。
Though this is a command, but for us as created, we are free.
因为我们是按照神的形象造的，因为神也是自由的。
Because we are created in God's image, God is free, so we enjoy the freedom as well.
我们作为一个受造者，可以自由的选择认神为神，也可以自由的选择不认神为神。
As created, we have the freedom to choose to consider God as our God or not.
这就是为什么神会将那棵智慧树放在院子里的原因。那并不是为了引诱我们犯罪，而是为了给受造的人一个选择的自由。
This is why God placed the tree of wisdom in the center of Eden. It is not because God wants to tempt us, but to show we have the freedom to choose.
因为一个人若没有顺服的自由，就不可能有真正的顺服。
If a person is not given the freedom to choose.To submit himself, then he has no true submission.
同样的，一个人若没有敬拜的自由，就不会有真实的敬拜。
If someone would not have given the freedom to worship, then he will not have a true worship.
神使我们受造得以自由，是为了让我们可以从心灵里来晓得神，来认识神，来敬拜神。
God gave us the freedom as we created.So we may know we can worship him freely. And
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的慕道朋友，我在说我们所欢呼所歌唱的对象不是其他，而是我们生命和自由的上帝。
The person we shout the joy and sing praise to is not somebody else, but the one who gave us life.
若我们承认我们是受造的，我们里面就应该有受造的谦卑，就应该有被生养的孝心。
If we admit that we are created, so we should have the humbleness as being created, as and also has the respect as someone being born and raised up.
所以在羔羊的婚宴中，凡被邀请的人都是在上帝的面前承认自己是受造的，是被生养的，是做儿子的，是一切将愿意将荣耀颂赞和权柄归给上帝的人。
So for those who are going to the wedding of the Lamb are those who admit they are created humbly admit as who areGiven life and raised in grace, and who consider them as sons, and would willing to give all the glory and praises to God.
我们是他的名，也是他草场的羊。这句话表明我们承认神给予我们保护、照顾和供应。
And when we say, we're his people, the sheep of his pasture, we admit, we belong to him and he gave us provision and take care of us.
大家知道我们中间有一个小羚羊的团契。
As we all know, among us there is a fellowship called a little spiritual sheep.
我每一次在 email 中读到他们的聚会通知就会由衷的阿们。
Every time when I read the announcement from their fellowship, my heart is full of joy and Because this fellowship is called a little spiritual fellowship, so every person who serves is called a sheep.
因为大家都是羊，所以他们每一次聚会在哪里举行啊？不是在教会，不是在哪里，而是在牧场里举行。
Because they are all sheep, so the place they gather together, is called the pasture.
哪里是牧场？每一个开放的家庭就称为牧场。
So where the pasture? So it's all the houses that are open for gathering.
所以每一次在牧场里举行的聚会，有哪一些羊负责侍奉呢？
So every time.On the gathering at the pasture, who are those sheep in charge?
他们的通知里面这样写的，我读出来你们听听是这是什么意思？代办羊。
So in their announcement, their the serving sheep is called the sheep bring food.
所以大家都在笑，这个人一定是今天晚上是负责饭食的。
So as you laugh, then you know the person.Is in charge of bring food tonight.
有人的名字叫代饲羊。
Someone is called the sheep leading the song.
大家也知道有人叫代青羊。
Someone is called the sheep lead the script.
这是代查经的。当然，牧场里还有牧羊人，那就是耶稣基督。
Surely in the pasture there is the shepherd who is.The Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我每一次看到他们的 email 上通知的时候，我就好像听到耶稣在对这群可爱的小羚羊说：“我就是羊的门。”
Every time when I read their announcement, I seem like I heard that Jesus was saying that I'm the gate for the sheep.
所以每一次为他们祷告的时候，我的灵里面可以看见是一个一个小羊一步一步走进耶稣的门。
As every time I pray for them, I can see that every little sheep was led to Jesus' gate.
好，我们来读第四节，一起来读第四节。
Let's read the verse 4. Enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
好，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。进入这个词让我们看到一群朝圣者。
Enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. This enter.Let us see a group of people who worship God.
看到他们心智坚定，脚步匆匆。我看到大卫也在其中。
I see them with a great faith and move fast. Among them, there was David.
大卫说：“人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。”
In the Psalm 122, David said, I rejoice with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord.
他说耶路撒冷啊，我的脚站在你的门内。
He said, Our feet are standing in your gate, O Jerusalem.
大卫说神啊，我们已经走了好久了，看啊，而今我们的脚终于站在你的圣城耶路撒冷的门内了。
David said,God, we've been walking so long, and finally our feet is standing at your gate, O Jerusalem.
他对神说：“神呐、啊，而今我们不再是门外的浪子，我们是属你的，你也是属我的。”
David said, "Now we're no longer wandering around outside the gate. We are yours, and you are ours."
神，大卫也在对神说：“我是你的产业，神呐、啊，你也是我的产业。”
David said.You're my inheritance, and I belong to you.
所以，一个朝圣者不只是常常要来到圣殿敬拜主、亲近主，一个朝圣者还得要有走天路历程的勇气。
A true worship should not only often come to the court, God's court, to worship, and he should have the courage to endure all the way through the pilgrim passage.
一个朝圣者，他出了埃及，过了红海还不够，他还要跟随约柜走一条从来没有人走过的路。
A true worship is not only leave Egypt, cross the Red Sea. He should also follow the Ark and walk on the path nobody ever walked before.
好，我们来读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
一起来。
altogether. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
短短的五节, 其中却包含了我们刚才说七个神对人的命令。
This Psalm 100 only has five verses, but it includes seven commands.
我们可以再来把七个当一起来读出来吗?
Then we find all those seven commands.
普天下,
for the glory to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful sound. Know the Lord is God. Enter his gate with thanksgiving, his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise to his name. There are also five nouns to express the worship of people to God. Seven nouns, one is joy, gladness, songs, thanksgiving, praise,
感谢,
thanks,
称颂,
and praise.
我们人为什么要向上帝欢呼呢?
Why should we shout a joy to the Lord? Why should we serve him with gladness? Why should we give thanks and praise to him? In the last verse,
there are three reasons.
The first reason is
耶和华本为善,
for the Lord is good.
Second
is his love endures forever. The third is faithfulness continues through all generations. This means the Lord's goodness, his love, and his faithfulness is given to us through all generations. That means all the people through all the generation who experience God's love, his good, his love, and his faithfulness can enter his worship with truth as stated.
诗篇100篇让我们看到上帝给普天下每一个人也包括你我发出了伟大的邀请。
In Psalm 100 we see this God and send out an invitation to you and me as he sent to all the people on the earth.
上帝向你发出了伟大的邀请, 你愿意接受这个永生的请帖吗?
God has sent out the great invitation to you. Would you love to receive this invitation to eternal life? God has sent you the invitation of the wedding of the Lamb. Are you willing to get yourself ready and dressed up and for that wedding? Let's all pray together.
亲爱的主,
dear God, we thank you. When we not yet know you, you've already sent
out a great invitation.
You know we died in iniquity. We cannot save us. Only Jesus can be our Savior. When we were still dying in iniquity, you crucify yourself on the
cross.
Your blood was not shed only for those Roman and betrayed Israelites, but also for us nowadays. As your invitation is to all the people on the earth. Only those who see the greatness of this invitation will receive this invitation. When you open our heart and our heart, when you open the ears of our heart, so we may see the truth of your salvation.
有没有慕道的朋友，当你听到这些信息的时候，你心里有感动说，主啊，我也愿意加入这羔羊的婚宴。
Are there any friends who seek God trulywould like to receive this invitation and would love to join us to enter this wedding of the Lamb.
如果你心里有感动，你可以在座位上举起你的手，我们来为你祝福。
If your heart is deeply moved, please raise your hand so we may bless you.
好，有没有赞美主，放下，看到了。
Thank God.
还有没有弟兄姐妹，虽然你可能是年轻的，但是如果你听到这样的信息，你愿意接受耶稣的话，你可以在你的座位上向爱你的上帝举起你的手。
Though you may be young, not experienced much in life, but if you hear this calling from God, you would love to raise your hand, please do so.
有没有这样的朋友？
Is there any?
我最后一遍呼召。
This will be last calling.
有没有还有慕道的朋友？你来到教会已经多时。
Are you those friends among us for a while?
神兴起很多的天使在你的旁边来向你见证他。
God raised many angels around you to give the testimony of his truth.
他在叩你的心门。
He's knocked on your heart.
你听到他吗？
Do you hear him?
如果你听到他，你可以举起你的手，我们来为你祝福。
If you do, raise your hand.
亲爱的主，我们再一次来到你的面前。
Dear God, we come to you.
为了我们今天姐妹能够在众人面前，在上帝面前举起那圣洁的手，我们向你献上感谢。
We give you thanks for the sister who raised her holy hand to you.
谢谢你的圣灵在她的心中做这么美好的预备的工作。
Thank God for your Holy Spirit, prepare her heart.
让她成为一个圣洁的小羊，进入你羊的门。
So she may be a holy little sheep.To enter your gate.
愿我们每个人都能够正式的敬拜你。
I wish that all of us can worship you.
在我们的家庭中。
In our family.
在我们的婚姻关系中。
In our marriage.
在我们的工作场合。
In our work.
在我们的团契生活中。
In our fellowship.
在我们的教会中。
In our church.
你的名字要在我们里面尊为大，显为圣。
Your name will be glorified and manifested.
听我们在你面前的感恩祷告。
Here I'll pray.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.